This is JIS News. Coming up, JPEX 2014 to boost business for local tourism interests. Tourism Ministry sensitizing industry players about chikungunya virus, and 32 schools record improved performance. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the license, restore the justice.
Come now. Sometime we live too bad with one another. We don't care if our actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the niceness. Restore
the justice. We're doing the one to others as the one down to you. Unity in the community. More love, less hate. Stop retaliate. Less life, more life. No gun, no knife. Would have been less life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
Now the news. The Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association, JHTA, is expressing optimism that Jamaica Product Exchange, JPEX 2014, will result in increased business opportunities for local players in the industry. President of the association, Nicola Madden-Gregg, says this year's event has attracted 300 buyer delegates who will be meeting with some 230 local suppliers. She was addressing the opening of the trade show at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James on September 21.
We have assembled 230 of the best in Jamaica's hospitality and tourism industry, including hotels, airlines, attractions, to meet with over 300 delegates from the world's major wholesale, tour operators, travel agents, and media from the USA, Australia, the Czech Republic, Canada, the Domrep, Germany, Mexico, and the UK.
In addition, over 80 local suppliers of goods and services, including manufacturers, are participating in JPEX through the Tourism Linkages Hub. The hub involves collaboration with entities including the Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, Jamaica Manufacturers Association, Jamaica Business Development Corporation, and Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA. The Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment is sensitizing stakeholders in the hospitality sector about the chikungunya virus affecting sections of the country. Portfolio Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, has been supporting a number of initiatives being undertaken by the Ministry of Health aimed at increasing awareness among sector interests.
And with the Ministry of Health, we've had meetings. The Tourism Enhancement Fund has been assisting with whatever can be done to ensure that the preventative measures taken in the areas for which it has responsibility are being done, and whatever collaboration we can do, we are doing.
Dr. McNeil says so far the chikungunya has not had a significant impact on the hospitality sector, but notes that public education efforts must continue. The National Education Inspectorate, NEI, has identified 32 primary, junior high, and high schools whose improved performance has earned them the classification Emerging Good School. In its latest report, the NEI said the schools scored high in the areas of instructional leadership and students' progress in learning the core subjects of English language and mathematics. The schools listed were taken from all education regions. In a press release issued by the Ministry of Education earlier this week, Chief Inspector Dr. Maureen Dwyer said the schools are excelling due to exceptional leadership of principals who relate well with teachers and students in fostering teaching and learning. She says the schools should be able to move up to the good ranking in short order, providing they continue on the same path. The National Education Inspectorate is responsible for assessing the standards attained by primary and secondary schools, as well as making recommendations to support improvements. The NEI classifies a school's performance as exceptionally high, good, satisfactory, unsatisfactory, or in need of immediate support. And Jamaicans are being urged to practice greater water conservation and efficiency measures. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill made the appeal as he addressed the inaugural Youth Climate Change Conference held recently at the Jamaica Conference Center downtown Kingston. He stressed that Jamaicans must explore alternative means of collecting and storing water, such as rainwater harvesting. Minister Pickersgill says this is necessary given the potential impact of climate change and extreme weather, such as drought and flooding on the country's water resources. The Youth Climate Change Conference, under the theme One Climate, One Future, Empowering Youth for Action, was organized by the Jamaica Rural Economy and Ecosystems Adapting to Climate Change JA REACH project. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.